Well, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Monday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday. Before we go, let's get to Monday's mystery.
Speaking of mysteries of Monday, I was just looking through the photo albums at my scuba diving days, and you know, really made me think about, why is it that I have to go in backwards off the boat? And I just pondered, and I thought, well, I suppose if I went forward, I'd just be in the boat still.
All right, we got a hot start on Monday. Let's get to Adventures with Venturo. Venturo, what inspiration do you have for us today?
You know what? Today I have a very interesting poem by Woody Allen that I want to share with you.
Are we allowed to share Woody Allen poems?
Check out this one. In my next
talk about backwards.
Does it involve sheep? I just want to check before we start.
In my next life, I want to live backwards. You start out dead and get that out of the way. Then you wake up in an old people's home, feeling better every day. You get kicked out for being too healthy. Go collect your pension, and then when you start working, you get a gold watch and a party on your first day. When you work for 40 years until you're young enough to enjoy your retirement, you party, have fun, and you're generally happy all the time. Then you are ready for high school. You then go to primary school. You become a kid. You play.
Oh, hang on, Ventura. Sure. I know where this is going. I'd rather we stop here.
I'm tweaking as I go along, right? Ventura's version. You have no responsibilities. You become a baby until you are born. And then you spend the last 9 months floating in a luxurious spa-like condition with central heating and room service on tap. Larger quarters every day. And then Viola, it's finished.
Whew. Oh, we dodged a lot of bullets on that one, didn't we?
What a way to go. Well, I guess the beginnings dodged all the bullets except for the one. All right. Maybe it's time to get to Tunes with Tamik, and I'm trying to figure out where Tamik would go with Backwards Day. And I thought maybe the Jack Johnson video, Sitting, Waiting, and Wishing, which is filmed backwards.
No, I was actually, it was between Window Seat by Erykah Badu, because she does that video backwards too. Which you can check out that video. But I was thinking of also the group Criss Cross. Do you remember that group?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to wear their clothes backwards. And the song that I really thought about, and it's so appropriate for Monday, was Miss the Bus. Do you remember that one? Do you have any embarrassing I Miss the Bus stories that anybody would like to share?
It's happened.
I have many, because I'm always like, trying to run for the bus. Well, back in the day, and anyway, trying to run. When I was in grade six, I remember I was running for the bus, and this is grade six. So you imagine everybody's taking the bus. All my friends and people that are not my friend, everybody from my school was on that bus. It felt like, and I was running, and I tripped and fell. And when I tripped and fell, it was like, you know, the broad side of the bus. That's not in front or behind or nobody can see you, though. Where every single person can see me, got up and brushed myself off. And thankfully, the bus left. Because honestly, I wasn't trying to get on that bus anymore. So, yeah, sometimes you have those mornings where nothing seems to go right. Whether you're missing the bus because you're trying to catch it for school or for work or whatever the case may be. But that's okay, everybody. Just brush yourself off like I did and catch the next one. Not a big deal. So that's our pick this morning, Miss the Bus by Criss Cross.
Right on. And not to be mixed up with Spadina Bus. Not at all. Yes, it's Yad Drawcab Lantoyan. A day providing an opportunity to reverse our ways and our direction, or simply our shirt. You know, dessert for breakfast, perhaps? Are there many ways to celebrate this fun day? So just let your imagination be your guide. Here's a fun fact. Leonardo da Vinci wrote backwards. And not only did the artist and inventor write from right to left, but he also wrote his individual letters backwards. This past weekend, we watched Jaws backwards, and that's a fascinating experience. It turns out to be a heartwarming story about a shark who gives arms and legs to people who need them.
Not to mention blood transfusions.
And as for music, they say if you play a nickel song backwards, or Nickelback song backwards, you'll hear an ecstatic message. But that's not the worst part. If you hear it forwards, you'll hear a Nickelback song. Oh, goodness gracious.
So if you play it backwards, do you get a quarterback? Or is that only on Super Bowl Sunday?
If you play it five times, then you'll get your quarterback.
Wow. All right, let's get to Sir and the weather.
Hang on a second. Did you really say Leonard da Vinci?
Lenny. My boy Lenny.
Lenny. Anyway, on National Backwards Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to a group of older gents who taught their bunnies to hop backwards. This, of course, is known as a receding hairline. Currently 4 degrees, working your way down to a low of 3 degrees, all backwards, of course, on this magnificent Monday indeed.
All right, well, it is a beautiful Monday, January 31st. It's National Backwards Day, or if you're watching what's happening in the Capitol, it's Bass-Ackwards Day. It's time for the Wise Guys and Girls, sponsored by Kmart's Signage Department. I learned an interesting fact earlier today. If you spell absolutely nothing backwards, it gets you Niton Yetulopsa, which means absolutely nothing. All right. Again, finishing how we started, that is it for us, everybody. Have a great Monday. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.